So we just mentioned that the halacha is that according to Mishnah Berurah, if you're on the way and you're starting to eat outside and you plan to continue eating, so then you may continue eating as you go, and it's not considered shinui makom. But if you start eating in your house, and you start your first part of your meals in your house, the second part of the meal is on the way. So even though when you started in your house, you had intention to continue eating outside, that is still considered a shinui makom. So that is, you could even, so what about the following, Shiloh? What about the reverse? Let's say I start eating in my car, and I want to continue eating at home. So car is like a house, right? It's just a yachid. Let's say it's a RV, right? You know, so what's the halacha? So maybe you would think that you'd have to make a new bracha when you go inside your house. That too would constitute a shinui makom. However, the rachmanim say no. That the logic is, this is among others from Simon Pinchas Scheinberg in footnote 33, and we'll see again about all these shaylos, the Chasam Ish disagrees. But anyways, Scheinberg says that, look, it's not a gzeres hakasuv of house. The point is, the reason for that halacha is that since you started off in your house, so then presumably you're starting off with some sort of kviyas. So in the car isn't a kviyas. In a car's dafka, the opposite of a theist. And therefore, if you start off in your house and you start off in your car with the intention to finish in your house, then he says that wouldn't be a shinui makom. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says no, that actually, any time you start off in a house or halachic equivalent, so then it is a shinui makom. And he says, even though the Mishnah Berurah is makel by agala, that's only an agala that doesn't have a roof, a car that doesn't, a wagon that doesn't have a roof. That would be like, you know, convertible maybe. But assuming that you started off in your minivan, so that is a shinui makom. So the Chazon Ish, and we're going to see in many applications of this, Chazon Ish takes the words of the Mishnah Berurah kipshutam, and he says, look, if you start off inside, it's a shinui makom when you go outside, even with das. So wait. So Moshe has a very common question nowadays. It's Chelik Bey, Semen Nun Zayin. And his question is, what about if I, let's give a practical example. I go ahead and I'm making coffee in my house to drink on the road. So I make my shakal in the house, why? Because, you know, I filled it up too much, it's going to spill over. I make a shakal, I have a sip, and then I go to my car. So, again, according to Mishnah Berurah, that should be shinui makom because I started my house. Is there a motion? No, it's not. Why? Because the only time this ruling of the Mishnah Berurah applies is when you start off and you actually have a kviyas in your house. So then when you left that kviyas, so that is considered a shinui makom. But if you weren't koveyan anyway in your house, you make the bracha in your house, but you're already on your way out. You're getting ready to leave. That's like making it in the daf. That's basically the equivalent of the idea of the agala that the Mishnah Berurah make along. And others are makel along these lines as well. And again, you could say the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, but I think Rav Moshe thinks even the Mishnah Berurah would agree. In the Sefer Birkas Hashem, Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph, he says, Aval im hischil lechol kshu yoshev, ela toch kidei halicha o amida. Sorry, im lo hischil lechol kshu yoshev. When is this true that when you leave your house, it looks automatic shinui makom? That's when you're sitting in your house. But if you're standing, so then there's no kviyas whatsoever, and you can continue eating baderech even though you've left your house. Similar idea to Rav Moshe. So going back to the question that Yosef asked about the carpool, where you're just waiting for you're waiting for them to come. In other words, you're ready to go. They might come in a second. They might come in 5 minutes, and you're eating or drinking along the way. So then l'chora wouldn't be a shinui makom. Along similar lines, the Or Letzion and also Rav El Yashiv say that if you're, let's say, going collecting, right, you're going in and out of houses, you're driving, going in and out, or you're encyclopedia salesman or the like, that also wouldn't be a shinui makom. Even though you happen to step into the person's house, that is also, because there's no kviyas whatsoever. However, as we mentioned, the Chazon Ish disagrees with all this. And as we'll see in just a minute or two, the Chazon Ish is even machmir by candies. So basically, we have here a machlokas, how to be magdir, the din of bias labias. The Chazon Ish says bias labias is very dafka. And the way these achronim are saying is, no, bias labias is a shini makom only because you were koveya bebias. But if you weren't koveya bebias and adirabi, you had das to leave without ever having been koveya in your bias, so then that wouldn't be considered a shinui makom. So let's talk about the case of the candy. The case of candy, if you're planning to leave, so then there's more room to be mako based off of the mekilim that we just mentioned. In other words, I'm walking around my house, I'm sucking a candy, I'm planning to go outside. The case of the candy, though, what about if not? What about if...
when did you start eating the candy?
I started eating the candy. So again, if you follow that approach to the oral tzur, maybe that'll make it. I mean, that's a good advice. Maybe that'll make a difference. Let's even say I started sitting. But then I go outside. So what's the halacha? So as we mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam. This is Sifkat and Lametes. The Chai Adam writes, even if you're eating a fruit, even if you're Oches Esapri, and your ochel the whole life, still it's a shinui makom, right? So I'm walking around my house eating an apple. I go outside. It's a shinui makom and lechora. Even if I have das, if it's bias labias. Okay, we talked about before. Well, maybe if I wasn't kovei originally in my house, it would be okay. So lechora, the same thing for a candy. In other words, let's imagine I or gum. If the gum still has flavor in it. So I start eating candy in my house. I don't have das to leave. So then it should be a shinui makom. And when I step outside, I should make a bracha. And according, right, I should make a new bracha. That's l'chora, what you would say for candy. However, this is not so pashut. And here we have to go back to a discussion that we had in Siman Reishit Zayin. So we're being Mekayim a little bit of Chazar today. If you remember Reishit Zayin, we talked about the following halacha. What if you made a bracha on Reach, let's say in a store, and you left and you came back? So if daito lachzor ein sarch levarich, even though it's bias levayas. So the Magen Avraham asked the Shaila. He says, why is this different than Shinui Makom? Why is it? We know Bais L'Bais for Shinui Makom is a Shinui Makom, yet for Reach, we're Mako. For Reach, even though you leave and come back, it is a Shinui Makom. So what's the difference? And the Magen Avraham gives two answers to this question. Answer number one is that it's the same thing. Dilibasof, who may riach also besamim shariach mikodem, the lachain ain't talk levarach, the dami liyatza misukaso al das lachzor. Ah, back to sukkahs again. So says, that's not talking about bracha rishonin sukkah, that's talking about the bracha sukkah. What about if you make a leisha besukkah, you go out, you come back, maybe I should make a new bracha? No. Says Magen Avraham, that's going to be okay, that's not a shinui makom. And therefore, you don't need to make a new bracha on your sukkah. And likewise, you don't need to make a new bracha on the new candy. I'm not a new candy. I'm the new reyach. I'm the reyach. Why? Because it's not. It's the same reyach. I already made a bracha on this reyach. And therefore, if you already made a bracha on this chefza, even though you're Mishanah Makom, you don't need a new bracha. That's his first answer. Second answer, Odias Latare. And by the way, the Gra didn't like that answer because the Yerushalmi compared this to Brachin, which I don't know if we'll get to soon. So the Gra didn't like that answer. Okay, what was the Magen Avraham's second answer? Second answer is, no, it's not mechoser maisa. Odiyash l'tarts tahacha, ain't mechoser maisa, elach shenichnas, meriach memela, the lachain mahani daita. Whereas eating is, you need to actually put the food in your mouth. It's mechoser maisa. Reach, since, you know, you don't do anything, you enter the house and all of a sudden you smell the smell which you already made a brach on, so then you don't. So what's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is, what if you, if it's a new besamim, right? But the same bracha on the besamim, right? It was two things that have the same bracha, but it's a different one. According to the first answer, you would need to make a new bracha. According to the second answer, you wouldn't. Now, how do we paskin? So, Rav Moshe Feinstein argues, this is based on Zion, and maybe doesn't sound like the two answers are disagreeing. It's just an additional point, but really they're both correct. The Magen Avraham accepted both. Now, this leads to another possible nafkamina. What's a nafkamina, Rav Moshe says? A candy. Why? Candy, I already made a bracha on this. I already made a bracha. It's in my mouth. So he says, behold, like the first answer of the Magen Avraham, then basically it should be like Birkas HaReach. And there's no chisaron of bias labias. So even though I start eating my candy, let's give the example. You're sitting down in your house, right? You sit down, you're sucking your candy for 5-10 minutes, then you go out, you come back, right? You shouldn't eat a new bracha. Why? If you hold it the first answer of the Magen Avraham, so it should be, since I made a bracha on this very object, I shouldn't require a new bracha. It shouldn't be subject to the regular rules of Shinin Makom in terms of Makom LaMakom. Says, yeah.
Meaning, and the same would be with an apple? You take
no,
an apple.
He argues, well, we're going to wait one moment and we'll get there. Okay. He's not so excited about Makai Adam, but we'll see, just a second. So, and the Raya is what we say by Sukkah. That even though it's mechusar maisa, in other words, the second reason the Magen Avraham doesn't really apply to sukkah, it's mechusar maisa. Why? Because our minhag is only to make a bracha on achila. Whereas bishlama, if you just made a bracha on the entry, on being in the sukkah, so fine, then it would be like the reyach, right? As soon as you enter the sukkah, you're in the sukkah. But if you assume like us that you only make a leishev on eating, so then it's mechusar maisa. So only the first answer the Magen Avraham applies, and therefore he thinks that we accept the first answer, and he brings another raya from Magen Avraham Simchas by Hilchos Tzitzis, that as long as it's lovish oso talas atzma, ein sarf lebarich sheposhta wadai delach los atef, even though it's mechusar maisatifa, even if you went minakum lamakum. So what do we see? Despite the Gra's hesitancy, we basically accept the first answer of the Magen Avraham, and that should apply to a candy. But then he says, what Yosef just asked, what about the Chai Adam? The Chai Adam, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says, even if your Ochel is a pre, and your whole is the Ochel, there is an issue Shinui Makom, as long as you were Yotzei Min Makomo HaRishon. So he says, the Ikar Chiddush Magen Avraham is that we should be Machshid that is one Maisa, and therefore we would starve that. So achila achas b'li hefsek, for sure there's a tzirus. And the Magen Avraham, sorry, the Chai Adam, there was a hefsek. In other words, I take a bite, 30 seconds later, I take another bite, but they're basically, again, yeah, that's true, it's all part of one apple, but there's a hefsek. So even that's a chiddush, but he's saying, okay, in that case, where it's not continuous eating, then maybe it wouldn't be true.
Because not a mela.
Now the shabir chalav pri atzma shochas biado beholis veochal beli hafzeich meosa pri atzma shabir chalav my time it's tzach levar chalav medin shuni nakom bishlama behefzik achila so shay chiluko shalom magen avraham bekev ben achila acheres he. Lo dami letalis dasha gamke levisha charesi mikol makom ma she'osa levisha charesi mamish ba'osa talis atzma machshiva ke levisha achas aval v'lo hefzik achilas achila achas mamish af shehem b'shnei maisim lo gara mishte levishos behefzik shemrak ma shehim osa talis atzma osa lachshivam. So the truth is, he's not so into the Chai Adam in general. But even if you're going to accept the Chai Adam, and we'll say every bite is separate, that's only if you're masik between bites.
But you're the saying, example of Reah, the person goes out and then they come
no,
back.
So, because Reah is all one chefta. It's all one thing. No, this
is one
no. Well, yes and no. An apple is comprised of 10 different bites that happen to be mechuber. So, yeah. Maybe.
And the snow in the store is made up of...
No, so I totally hear your chalav.
Okay, fine.
But if you want to... Well, no, in other words, I think it's ambiguous. I think it's clear. How do you... No. How do you define... How do you apply the Magen Avraham? So, right, the Magen Avraham's Lashon by Reyach is... Dilabasov, whom a Reyach... Osan besamim sheheriach mikoda. In other words, you're thinking of smells as floating through the air, but you should really think of the besamim as the besamim, the actual clothes, let's say, right? They are mamish the same. I made a bracha on these ones. An apple, that's not true. An apple, it's not that the bite that I ate and first made a bracha on is the same one that I'm biting now. It's a different bite. So he's saying, Bishlama, I could accept the apple. But now he's going to say, but even then, even if you're going to hold like Chayada on when it's multiple bites where there's a hefsek, but if there's no hefsek, then for sure, even the Chayada, even the Mishnah Berurah would agree. And how do you define hefsek? He says the answer is Tochdei Dibur. What does Tochdei Dibur have to do with anything? So he brings a Gevaldik right from Gemara Nedarim. Gemara Nedarim says, that let's say Terkriya. And then the person dies, right? I thought he was dead, right? Looks like he was dead. Then he said goodbye, and then he died. And then that it turned a torquia too early. 3 seconds too early, 2 seconds too early. Ah, tochadevi, where it's okay. Well, why? What does that mean? What is that? So there it's two different mice. So the answer is that any time two things are within tochadevi bor, they're united. Not just united, but there's ki'ilu, there's no hefsek. It's ki'ilu, it's vasachas. Right? Your yotze, your kriya. Along similar lines, one dharm there says that, let's say you tore kriya, somebody said a person's brother's died, and they tore kriya, and then they said, no, it's your other brother, something like that, your child, your father. So the halacha is that if it's Toch Dei Dibur, the Kriya works. And the reason the Ritva says something very interesting, a similar idea in the Tosas over there, is that it's like the mice you did is Mamshech, the period of Toch Dei Dibur. So if I'm eating and I'm not Mamshech Toch Dei Dibur, it's like I'm constantly eating. I haven't stopped. If there's no hefsek, then how could you say you need a new bracha? So he says the Chai Adam must have been talking about a case where you mafsik yos mechadei work, which isn't such a bad ukimta. Usually, if you're eating a food, you're not going to mamish, you know, eat with that half sake. So, but if you're mafsik pachos mizeh, then even the same fruit, you wouldn't make a half sake. So the truth is, since Rav Moshe really likes this part of Tochadei Dibur, he would say even if it's two things, this would be true. You're not Masik. I don't know, I guess he took another candy. In other words, as long as there's no hefsek, this isn't true. And therefore, Rav Moshe says you don't have to make a bracha. You don't have to worry about Shinei Makom when it comes to a sucking candy or gum. Shlomo Zalman Arbach is also makel for a sucking candy. And not only that, but there are those who say that even the Chai Adam would be makel by sucking candy. And they're redacted from the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Chai Adam. Because the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, I assume this is also the Lashon of the Chai Adam, to call psiso psiso hu davar acher. So when it's a sucking candy, it's not psiso psiso, it's one continuous thing. And therefore they're makel. Oh yeah, he says it also? Okay, Vivaldi. I don't remember. Okay, good. So, who disagrees? The Chazonish. As we saw, it's the same Chazonish as we saw last time. Then, no, if you go outside, you're eating candy, you should take the candy out of your mouth, make a shakal, and make a new bracha. Why? Again, he understands bias kipshuta. Now, in terms of the raya from the Reach, maybe he'll say the dechia that you said, maybe he'll say we don't know the first answer. In terms of the Tochadei Dibur, so it could be that there's a fundamental debate how Tochadei Dibur works, but we don't really have time to get into that now. But I think the Eilam is Noeg Lahakel on the Shaila. Okay, so yes, Sifhei. So here we have the question of what's considered Tom Bracha Achalav Makomo. It's interesting that the Lachaber brings this over here because it's not relevant for Shita. It's a discussion. And as we mentioned, there are three Shitos. The view of the Rashbam is that Al Shiva Saminim, this is likely the view of the Rambam as well. The Gra says this Shita is absolutely wrong. It's Nidches with Kushyo She'en Alem Tshuva from Tosfos. So even though we'll see the Rambam seems to treat this as somewhat of a Safek, The Gra seems to think that this view is utterly rejected. Tosfos holds. Tosfos is a little unsure. Is it just bread or bread and other mizonos? That's we assume that pas umine dagon. And then there's a third view. It's not quoted by the Mechaber over here, but the Darke Moshe quotes from the Rashba that that it only pas. So the Gra doesn't like this because he says it lashon advarim sounds like it's more than just pas, but he's okay with the shita. It's not as bad as the Rashbam. Dvarim, according to this view, would mean mine pas, especially if you include pas above kisnin. Zadwi paskin, so the first two dares are cited in the Shulchan Aruch, and Rama brings the third day as a Yesh Omer. Magen Avraham, as we said, paskin, safi brachos lahakel, and yesterday we talked about Rabbi Akiva Eger, and his kasha and text and our tevitza. Good. So that brings us to Sif Vav. So we talked about Sif Vav, really when we did Simen Kuf Tzadi, but we'll review a little bit and to be Mosif some new things over here. Just to recall, the Gemara Chulin Daf Pei Vav on the base going on Pei's Adam analysis like this: a person shechted 100 chayos. Then we say kisu yachad l'kula. May ofos, kisu yachad l'kula. Chai v'of, it's a machlokas tanayim, but Reb Yudah says, no, first you should be machasa the chai, and then shech the oath, and then be machasa the oath. So now the question is, do you need to make a new bracha when you shech the ofos? So the Gemara says, you don't. Mode Reb Yudah, l'enyin bracha, she'eno, mevarech ela bracha achas. The Gemara says, why is this different? Then tell me the Rav, where we say that we paskin that you have to make more biagafen after because of mazon. So what's the difference? The heart's the same thing. And the answer is no. The difference is very simple. You can't bench and drink at the same time. So therefore, benching is hefsek with respect to drinking. But theoretically, you could shecht and be machas at the same time. So therefore, he's reason to hefsek for shechita. And therefore, you could continue shechting without making a new bracha. Ad kan, the Gemara. Says Rabbeinu Yantif, oh, you see from this that any time I'm doing an activity that doesn't allow for me to eat, then that's going to be hefsek. So memela, if I daven mincha during lunch, I'll have to make a new bracha. It'll be after I'm done. Tosfos asks a lot of questions on this. Among other things, he's first of all, it's clear from the Gemara, not clear, but it's certainly very indicative for the Gemara that mincha isn't a hefsek. And moreover, if you're going to say this, what about an asher yatzer? What about another bracha? You can't eat while saying brachos. So Tosfos rejects this. So what then is the answer to his question? So Tosfos says, "Vein nira de lo dami klal, mishum deha chahav v'nivre chave gmar davar v'have hefsek." The reason why Birkas HaMazon and even Havlan v'nivre is a hefsek is because it's a conclusion of the meal. So therefore, Birkas HaMazon is a hefsek. Whereas mincha has nothing to do with my meal. It doesn't indicate my meal's ended. And therefore, if I daven mincha, it's not a hefsek. I can continue eating without a bracha. So that seems to be the view of Tosfos. The pshat is that Birkas HaMazon is considered a gemar, and the truth is kisui would also be considered a gemar if not for this fact that you could do them both simultaneously. The lush of the rush is the Birkas HaMazon who molded Meshamech Lebore al Mashacha Vishasa. Thank you for what I just finished eating. Uwe Siach Das Vihifsik al Mashasa. Good. So we talked about this last time extensively because remember the Magen Avraham had that very chodesh tekshita that if you make a bracha achrona by accident, it's not hefsek. Fine. Good. So we have two views so far. And then we mentioned last time, the Kitzer, I think we mentioned it, that there's a third view. This is the view of the Mochamos, Rabbi David, all trying to explain really the riff. And they have the following idea. The way Rabbi David puts it, this is what we quote last time, and now we'll just elaborate a little bit because I want to correct something about this that I said last time. Rabbi David says, Elalo amarnu ela bivracha shikvua alav chova b'socha suda kegon birkas hamazon v'hala bracha shebein kos v'kos alava kos. Quite Tosfos is reasoning, let's say. You shouldn't have to make a bracha on the second cup of wine at the Seder, right? Because there's no reason why you'd say Haggadah is an automatic end to the first drinking of the wine. And if it was, I don't know, maybe you needed to make a Kiddush Makom Suda again. But rather, The pshat is that since it's kavua alav chova besocha seuda, it's from the hilchos seuda, from that I have to say the Haggadah, so therefore it's considered a hafsek. So how do we paskin? So we certainly reject Rabbi Yantif. That's what we say over here. Sifa v'yavin from the middle, you don't go back and make a new bracha. But what about in terms of the machlokas of Tosos and Ramban? How do we paskin like this? So what's the classical nafka mina? You make a bracha on the second and fourth cups of wine at the Seder. As we know, Ashkenazim and Sfardim have different practices here. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tuf Ayin Dalet, the Mechaber says, Shosekosheni ve'eno mevarech alav. So the Mechaber is paskining like Tosfos. But the Ramah writes, V'aminag bein ha'ashkenazim levarech bracha rishona al kol kos v'kos av al bracha achrona ein mevarech. Fine. So where are we coming from? So so this comes from the Rif. Now, one of the things we pointed out last time is we had the following hara. Do we paskin like so l'chora? Then it sounds like we paskin like the Ramban. We don't paskin like Tosfos, Ashkenazim, that is. But then we had a shaila. If that's true, so then we said no. You can be docha that raya because maybe the reason we make a bracha on kolkos v'kos is because each one is a mitzvah and the mitzvah itself is mechayev the breaker of it, even though it's not mechuyev of dine brachos. But then we said that's not a good pshat because we paskin in siman reisha ein aleph sif dalid that let's say poros mapo makadesh, you're in the middle, you wouldn't make a breaker of it during that kiddush, right? V'ma yushosu yayin tchila eino omer ala kiddush bilvad v'lo birchas hayayin. So we don't. We treat, if you're not chayv to make a breaker gafen, you don't make a breaker gafen as part of kiddush either. So therefore, even though it's true that the second cup of wine is super yitzis m'tam ala kos, yeah, it's true. Or the fourth cup is halal ala kos. But if you're not chayv to make the breaker gafen, you should make a breaker gafen. So therefore, it sounds like we don't accept Tosos. Sounds like the Ashkenazic view is to accept the Ramban. However, that's not so pashut either. And this all goes back to, you actually have to look at what the Rif says. The Rif writes, again, over there, the Gemara says, Arba kosos kol echa v'echad mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, says the Rif, Dami rabavsa, ho'il v'chol echa v'echad mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, who, v'varchim b'r p'yagafen al kol kasa v'kasa. Since they're all four mitzvahs, each one gets its own b'r p'yagafen. But then, what does he bring a raya from? The Gemara Chulin, that we've just been talking about. That birchas hamazon is a hafsek, because te'ima says the Rif that since each one is a mitzvah, and then he invokes this Gemara about Bruchei Umishti Vade Adade Lo Afshar. So that is the reason why I make a bracha. So there are a number of issues here. We don't have to go into it. One of them is technical, which is Pashtus says you are allowed to drink in the middle of the Haggadah. So why is that a half-sake? But more ask that over there. So here's where the Ramban says is Chiddush, and he tries to answer up the idea. There's a very beautiful tshuva on this from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's Mincha Shlomo Chelik Al Siman Yuches. We've actually referred to this tshuva several times before, especially when we're talking about the Dinei Hefsek and Eschadas and the like. But he goes through and he argues that the reason why, even for Ramban, the Rif, why Birkas HaMazon is considered a Hefsek is not because just Siluk Achila, as Tosfos holds or the Malamor holds, but the real reason is because Mishti Vruche Vade Adad Iafshar, like the simple reading of the Gemara. But there's a difference between that and Tefillah, because Tefillah is Afsaka Shal Rishos, Mashen Kein Birkas HaMazon is Afsaka Shal Chova, and Hachanami Halal is a Chova. Then you could say, oh, what about if Mincha is a Chova, because there's not enough time? And we could clear, maybe, yes, it's true, it's a Chova, but the Etzim, it's not a Chova that Shach to the Suda. And that's much about a little bit of Balamor. So that being the case, so we have, again, I don't want to, if you haven't learned this yet, it's not good to go into it too much, but if you take a look, And his analysis, which is very, very interesting, it comes out that even you don't have to, there's no rye, I think, that we hold like that, right?
Why do you make a bracha on karpas? I mean, I thought the whole word, really, karpas.
How could he not make a bracha on karpas? But he wanted to be covered by kiddush. Okay, good. So now there's another very important question that comes up over here, a very fundamental question that Rav Moshe asks, which is, why isn't tefillah haschadas? In other words, when I daven halachas, I'm not allowed to think about anything besides tefillah. Okay, I may not always be successful in doing that, but Levi's all the Rishonim say, except for Bnei Yatev, that tefillah is not Hesach Hadas, right? But again, I'm not thinking about my meal, right? And yet you're allowed to keep on eating after afterwards. So why isn't it Hesach Hadas? So the answer that Rav Moshe writes is that Hesach Hadas doesn't mean that I stop thinking about my food. In other words, if I'm eating food and I stop thinking about my food entirely, I could continue eating. Hesach Hadas means that I basically decided I'm done. And this would also explain Siv Zayin in our Siman, where we say that taking a nap, Shemus Arai, even an hour's nap, isn't, according to the Mishnah Berurah, isn't a Hesach Hadas. Right? Now, presumably, when you're sleeping for an hour, you're not necessarily thinking about your food, unless you're dreaming about your food. So, it's not a Hesach Hadas. In other words, you don't need to have das on the meal. It's enough that you're not mechaven to finish. Now, Yosef Shulchan writes in Os Tesvav that if you're ochal dvarim she'en tunin bracha chamin b'mekom on tefillah is a hafsek, so maybe then he would say the same thing for Shema Sarai. Let's say you're drinking coffee at the base medrash and then you take a base nap and you wake up. I don't know, maybe the Yosef Shulchan think you need a new bracha. But that's a very big chiddush. I don't think we pass him like that. Archa Shulchan at the Kaf HaChaim quoted in Dirshim Note 35 disagrees with the Shulchan. Archa Shulchan in the Pashto says that that tefillah is not a Hesach Hadas. If you are planning to continue eating and drinking after you finish davening, even if it's Ein Tom Bracha Acharav B'Makomo, it's not a Hesach Hadas. Fine. So this brings us to the question of Mitil Yadayim. Says the Magen Avraham, Sif Kata Yod Gimel, if I daven mincha, so even though it's not true that I don't need to make a new bracha Rishona, I don't need to make a new Hamotzi, but I do need to wash my hands again. And he says, Avi Uriah, this Sugyan Arvei Pesachim, Kuf Tes Vav Alevis. This is probably what Aaron was thinking about a minute ago. He said, why is it that when you wash for Karpas, you have to wash again for Hamotzi? And the answer is because by the time you say the Hal Haggadah, Asuche Asiche Daite, Yades Chadas, and therefore, so too, if Haggadah is Haschadah, so too Tefillah, so too is Mincha. Now the problem with this is that, one second, the halacha says you need Yadayim Nekiyos for Tefillah. So why would Tefillah be Haschadah for Shmirsi Yadayim if you need Shmirsi Yadayim for Tefillah itself? Don't bring me a Raya for Haggadah. Maybe Haggadah doesn't need that same level of Shmirsi Yadayim as Tefillah does. But for Tefillah for sure shouldn't be. And this is more or less the question of the Prima Donna. Mice of the Mishnah Berurah passes against this Magen Avraham, and he says that you don't have to wash again. But if you want to shul, then you have to wash again, because the going to shul, coming back, that l'chora, you were Mesiyaf Das from Yadai. And here, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg says, nah, not for Ben Torah. Ben Torah knows how to be Shomer Yadav. Just because he went to shul doesn't mean he's going to start scratching under his pants or something. And therefore, for Ben Torah, that was Shomer Yadav, even though he went to shul, and even when he went back, he doesn't have to wash again. Turning to Sif Zayin, and that's the topic of sleeping, which you already alluded to. The Shulchan Aruch says Shenas Arai is not a hafsek b'sof asuda against the Raivit. You don't have to make a new bracha if you doze off in the middle of your meal and you wake up. You don't need a new bracha Rishona. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Memfes writes, even if it's a long doze, even Erech Sha'a, Kevin Shenanas B'Shena Lo Mikri Hafsek. In other words, you doze off and an hour later you look, oh, I was sleeping for the last hour. You still don't need to make a new bracha Rishona. You don't need to make hamotzi. Okay, you should make just a diamond without a bracha, but you don't need to make hamotzi. Now, what about if you want to have to sleep in your bed? That's a hafsek. So, Rechaim Pinchas Scheinberg, footnote 37, makes the following chiddush. He says it's not talui in kviyas man or not, how long it takes. It really is talui in your kavana. If you're mechavin for shenas keva, then it's keva. If you're mechavin for arai, it's arai. And so even if I was mechavin for keva, let's say I don't fall asleep, it wouldn't be a it would be a haschadas. Fine. Or you sleep, take a nap on your...
I don't know if Rebbe got to see the Russian Tinus.
What does Russian Tinus say?
He says, Shenas Onesh, Shenesh Arabic Fuso, Ain't Sarah Krakel, I'm afraid. So that's really what the Mishnah Berurah is going on. And Shenesh Arabic Fuso, meaning it's... It seems to be to all the... Sorry, never mind.
Okay, good. Now, the Gra, I thought, didn't actually sound this way, like Rav Scheinberg, because of the Rai that he brought from Tefillin. You see, Tefillin is a little difficult, because...
Yeah, the Rush is metallic between staying in your seat and going...
Exactly. So, that Shenas Arai... we say it's mutter to have shenas arai for tefillin. So says the Gra. You see from here that it's not hasach hadas. Now, because we know it's asal asiach daitum not tefillin, and yet your lattice take a shenas arai in tefillin. So must be that that it's not hasach hadas. Now, at first glance, I didn't understand that raya, because I thought, no, shenas tefillin is totally different in India. There, it's the reason why shenas kavu is a problem. Is Shema Yafiach Bahan. So it's not similar to napping in the middle of a meal. So the answer, I think, goes back to a Vart that we sat in Fort Lee just a couple of years ago when we talked about Eschadas for Tefillin. We did Hilchos Avelos, right? If you remember, there is like this. The Gemara took over there. Chavav Mina Aleph says you're allowed to take a nap with Tefillin Shedus Arai. So the Rosh Ritva asks, and the Yonah asks the same question in Brachos. They say, what are you talking about? You're not allowed to have Eschadas with your Tefillin on. So therefore, I want to take a nap. So the answer that they say, basically, the Ritva and the Rabbanan are more or less say the same thing, is that what's usher is to, like, be mevatel, to do silly things. But when you're sleeping, you're not doing silly things. So therefore, it's not as a hadas, right? So according to that mahalik, I think that the raya makes sense. Now, there's, if you remember, when we did this, we saw the Shabbos Aryeh, right, who disagrees. He said that he at least says the Ramban, and the Ramban disagree with the Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't want to get into it. So we should, we're already over time a little bit. So stop here. Baruch Hashem. This is, we were zeicha to do basically what, like 40 simanim, something like that. So it's a tremendous thing. And, everybody should remember the Chazer. And, you know, one of the things that we saw is that it's like, besides learning basically all of Hilchos Brachos, like so many fundamental tangential points come up in the course of the Limud. Like in Siman Kufay and Gimel, which we forgot to do, it talks about the Magen Avraham writes about whether or not the Isser having fish and meat is together. See, I got it in there, Chagav. But I guess we'll have to come back to that another time. Anyway, so...
thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you for all your preparation.
Thank you for all your haras.
It's a work of efforts.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So...